The Powers of Congress by Phyllis Nagley, published by edhelper.com. The Powers of Congress. In the Constitution, the powers granted to the Congress fall into three categories: expressed, implied, and special. Expressed or delegated powers are specific authorities granted to the lawmaking body of our government. These specific powers allow the Congress to create the laws necessary to run our country. Expressed powers fall into the following categories. Number 1. Fiscal power. The Congress is responsible for levying and collecting taxes. This money is used to pay our country's debts and to provide for the defense and well-being of our nation. Congress controls borrowing money and coining and printing currency. They also establish standards for weights and measures and punish counterfeiters. Number 2. Trade regulation. The Congress holds the power to regulate foreign and interstate trade. However, they cannot make a law that would give an advantage in trade between two or more states. Number 3. Military power. The Congress is responsible for defending our country by establishing a military force. The organization, arming, establishment of military laws, and seeing that military laws are enforced belongs to Congress. Military power is shared with the President, who is considered the Commander-in-Chief. However, the power to declare war is granted to the Congress. Number 4. Other powers. Congress is also responsible for establishing rules for citizenship in the United States. They are required to maintain a post office, make laws for copyrights and patents, and govern the District of Columbia. The Constitution also granted the power to establish our federal court system to the Congress. Within the expressed powers of Congress granted in the Constitution, the words "make laws necessary and proper" created implied powers for the Congress. These words became known as the Elastic Clause. Over the years, this clause has been used by Congress to expand its powers. Congress handles situations that the Founding Fathers would never have dreamed of under this wording. The Congress has used its implied powers to create military academies, form a national bank, and investigate misconduct by government officials. Even though the Elastic Clause has been used to expand congressional power, the powers of Congress are still limited in many ways. The President has veto power, and the Supreme Court determines whether laws are in agreement with the Constitution. Congress has also been granted special powers in the Constitution. It is responsible for the impeachment of high-ranking government officials who commit a crime against the country. Charges are made by the House, while the Senate acts as the court in an impeachment proceeding. In addition, the Senate is given the power of approving treaties and presidential appointments. The House of Representatives also has a special job. In a presidential election where a candidate does not receive a majority of the electoral votes, the House meets to choose the next president. The Founding Fathers gave the legislative branch specific powers to provide for the needs of our nation. In addition, they made sure that this branch would not have unlimited powers that could change the freedom of our country. The many long hours spent writing our Constitution has assured our liberty for more than 200 years.